Who can it be now?
Oh, yeah, it is that time of the day. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley, live from the Team 62 Beer Bowl. The obstacle course has begun in the bay in front of us. Not the Gulf. The Gulf got me.
Yeah.
No?
Hey, listen. I don't have my nautical.
Golf. It's a body of water. Anyway,
they're trying to recruit Hugh to go into the water. By the way,
Jason Kelce got on the mic and was literally trying to recruit Hugh into the water.
No, I'm not doing that.
Come on, it's for a great cause.
Oh, listen,
next year.
I love Eagles Autism. You know what I'll do? I heard that autistic children, they like sensory toys. So I give them a box of fidgets.
Well, that would be that would really kind of you. Yeah,
I'll do that because I'm not getting in the water unless it's deemed necessary.
Well, could be next
year.
I can
contribute in other ways.
Okay. All right. Before we get back to all this and your phone calls, 1 o'clock, we make a deal trying to finish the Phillies. Kyle, who we give us a profile of a player today.
All right. I'm going to continue to push my pitcher agenda today.
Okay. All right.
And this is a starting pitcher, a righty, free agent after this season. However, club option for 2027 if you want to keep him on. 30 years old, not having his best season.
Okay.
But there is greatness deep within Joe and Hugh. It's a former Cy Young winner. Now, it's been a few seasons since then. He's got a 4.0 ERA this season, 1.2 whip. Actually leads the league in innings pitched and games started this season, all the majors. So that's a guy who will take down innings for you. There's also, this might help you, give you a little hint as to who it might be, little familiarity with the manager and one of our other starting pitchers in the rotation. I bet you know who it is. Probably not going to cost too much because of the control. And he's not having his best season. But, you know, reasonable to think he would come in and slot in as our fourth starter on the Phils.
I got a question.
Okay.
Is this a name that we've kicked around
yes,
before
it is.
In the past?
Sure
Tariq
is.
Skubal.
No.
Damn
no.
it.
But it's
but
a
I
name,
like where your head's at.
It's a name you know when we say it.
Yeah.
Actually, it's funny you bring this up. I got a message from
Taiwan Walker.
No.
I got a message from a listener of ours. I believe his name is Brady. He messaged me over the weekend, and he had this same idea, Kyle, for this guy,
yeah.
who I believe is Sandy Alcantara.
It is Sandy.
I have not done well with this game this year.
No, you're getting
you know
you're getting dragged.
Tomorrow's your day, I can feel it. Sandy Alcantara from the Marlins. Brady, who listens to us, I think he goes to school down at Johns Hopkins.
Yes.
He told me he listens all the time, and he had this idea for Sandy. And I said, we're doing this new segment every day at 1 o'clock, and I told him, I'm guessing Kyle's going to throw Sandy in one day.
Because I think I threw Sandy at you guys in a meeting
yep.
a couple
you did.
Weeks ago.
You did.
I think it was right after we played him.
You did.
Yeah.
I like. So you know, it's interesting that you bring Sandy up. This version of Christopher Sanchez reminds me of what Sandy was.
Yep. Through Cy Young Sandy.
Yeah, like the best of Sandy. Like a big, tall, fastball, innings eater that is at his best dominant.
Yeah.
You know, Sandy Alcantara is a great pitcher, or he has been. He's fallen off since his injury a few years ago.
So you're saying we could get him for a song?
So here's the question. As everyone cheers for Sandy Alcantara.
Yep. This is a yes for Sandy.
Are we sure the Marlins are selling? They're like a game out of the playoffs. We need the We need the Marlins to lose some
be
games.
Bad. We need to be bad.
Yeah, like I don't know what they're going to do because they're in the race, but I would take him. And then, I mean, what you could do then is you could have, you know, Sanchez, Wheeler, Sandy, and then you could start a playoff series with Lizardo out of the bullpen and then use him in game four.
Yeah, it adds a good problem for you to have. So you can put guys in the bullpen, you can take out, like, you have that extra arm. I think that's what you're going to need when you talk about potentially where this team
I also kind of like the team option because you – I mean, let's be honest. Do we know if Painter's going to be good next year?
No. We don't.
Right, so this gives you another guy in your rotation for next year.
Yeah.
Would you trade Painter for him straight up? A year and a half of Sandy for
I'm going to say no because they haven't given – because if you do that, Joe, you're basically giving up on him. So I'm going to say no.
And you're also like, giving the Marlins your division.
That feels like selling way too low. I know we're all down on him right now.
Yeah.
But I still feel like, I mean, if I'm going to trade Painter, I make him a part of a package for a great player.
Sure.
Like more of a sure thing.
Right. I guess just, like, if we just
play.
Well, yeah. Let's play this out. Let's say they get Sandy. There's no spot for Painter in the rotation.
Right.
Everyone's under contract next year.
Yeah.
I just, at that point, Painter becomes expendable.
Yep.
Unless, I mean, like, think about it. Wheeler's, all right, Wheeler we know has got a little time left, but we anticipate he's going to pitch next year. Luzardo, long-term contract. Nola, long-term contract. Sanchez, long-term contract. You know, they're all here.
Nola's the one I wonder what the hell you do with.
Nola?
It can't continue on this way with Nola.
But they've got 5 years.
I know.
It's so many years.
That's why I'm distraught.
The end of that Nola contract is going to be like walking the plank. Like, we're going to just be going step by step to the end. Did you hear last night during the broadcast, he made his 301st start. I think he passed Chris Short, so it's only two. It's Carlton and one more above him ever in Philly's history.
Oh, wow.
It's probably been about 52 minutes.
Pretty impressive.
Well,
you said 52 minutes.
I'm so tired.
It's such a weird way to talk about Nola, because on one instance, he's one of the greatest Phillies ever. He will be a Wall of Famer.
Definitely.
But the next 5 years are going to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And you just hope it's like okay.
But for me, since I've been here, this is kind of what he's been.
Yeah.
He's been. And I know you said it looks a lot worse, but, you know, give up a couple runs early in the game, and then he kind of settles down and gives you like five or six innings. That's kind of been his M.O.
You know what we just don't get anymore? We used to get once a month the seven innings, one run, seven innings, no run. Those are kind of gone now, right? We just have to accept we're not going to get those. Yeah, look, I'm interested in Sandy. I don't think the Phillies need a starting pitcher as much as Kyle does, but Sandy's an interesting idea, and if that's the best way to improve the team, and then Luzardo out of the bullpen in October, I could be talked into it.
But this is also Dave Dombrowski we're talking about.
He loves starters. He loves innings eating starters. I mean, nobody loves starters like Dave Dombrowski.
Sandy feels like such a Dave move.
Yeah, he does. He does. Oh, let's root for the Marlins to get out of the race.
Yeah,
then.
That'll be easy.
It should be. That's
easy,
a big
easy to root for.
Oh, I mean. Sure. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. A lot to discuss. Speaking of the division, before the show is over today, we might have to check in with the Mets, who are, have had the worst day of the season by any team yesterday. Let's go to Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Terrence!
Hugo Kyle, what's up?
Terrence! What's up, pal?
I want to touch on the Phillies, but I want to touch on the trip you guys were talking about with LaMelo Ball and some of you having some fun over there, man.
They're getting it in.
I mean, Jason Kelsey's trying to get Hugh into the water here. Hasn't happened yet.
No, that ain't about to happen.
Go jump in that thing, Hugh.
There we go, Terry.
I ain't jumping in no water. that ain't about to happen.
All right. Nah, guys, but I feel like the Minnesota Timberwolves GM needs to be drug tested, because they're not winning nothing with LaMelo Ball. They gave away Randall. Like, at this point, Ant Man is for dead. And I heard about the trade that you said about Joe.
Yep.
And I don't know about the three guard thing, because we still need a big man. But I feel like Maxi, at this point, I would have traded Edpong for Giannis. I heard you get that trade up earlier. But I would have traded Edpong and a couple picks for Giannis and paired him with Maxi and Embiid. And to me, to say, if the Sixers did that move, that would have been an all-in move to win now. You know what I mean?
Well, it would have been, yeah. And Terrence, it feels like they're caught in between. Like, that would be a win now move. Like, if they did the opposite and traded Maxi, that would be a rebuilding move. But to me, they're kind of stuck. Like, I like this kid they drafted. I'm a huge Edgecombe fan. I like Maxi. It just feels like it feels like they're going to run the clock out on these George and Embiid contracts and cross their fingers 2 years from now.
And hope that the other three guys, one of them, somebody pans out, or two of them pan out.
Yep.
Yeah. And the Sixers are absolutely stuck right now. Guys, as for the Phillies, Joe, I absolutely agree. I agree that this year feels different, guys. And the difference is the team is getting managed different. We know Topper was into this analytics thing he liked to do. And I feel like Don respected that when he was the assistant manager. But I feel like once Topper left, I feel like Don threw all that out the window. And he's managing the team off of field. He's managing the team off of instinct. As a true manager, he's making true manager moves. And I feel like that's the reason this team is able to play how they're playing right now. Because I feel like Topper was managing like a bot. He relied on his analytics thing, on these robots to tell him to go righty-righty, lefty-righty, lefty-lefty. And Don Manley is not doing that, guys. And I feel like that's the difference. And this year, it's a different feel because the way this team is being managed on the field, they're getting managed like a real manager manages a team.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, Terrence, you say that, because as much as, look, Topper got to manage here a little while, and Terrence, good phone call. Because I think one of the things when the Mattingly took over that we probably didn't talk enough about is how many more games under his belt as a manager he had than Topper, right? Like, obviously Don Mattingly was a great player. Topper wasn't a player. But just even beyond that, like, what they've done as managers, Don Mattingly managed a long time. Now, he got to that stage of his career. People thought he was kind of done as a manager. But yeah. He managed the Dodgers for a long time, then managed Miami for a long time. Uh-huh. In terms of just in-game experience, he has way more than Topper. He's seen a million situations.
Yeah, and I think the thing of it is that I hate to say it like this, but again, what was said, he's not managing afraid. You know what I mean? And I think that was evident last night.
Yep.
You know, when you talk about Kyle Schwarber and his back situation, I mean, to be honest, I don't think Topper would have played him at all.
I think you're right.
He would have never been a thought.
I could hear the post game. Like, hey, yeah. We wanted to be cautious. We'll give him the day. You know, big picture, all that
stuff.
And
I'm pretty sure, you know, you say, hey, Kyle, how you feel? What can you do? Hey. And Kyle probably say, hey, man, I'll give you what I got. And that's what he did. Because he was definitely wincing when he was swinging. No question about it.
Let's just all be happy he didn't put the ball in play because he was not going to run the bases very well.
You know what? That was the first thing I said. I was watching with somebody, and they said, are you crazy? He's not going to be able to make it to first base. Because that's what I was thinking. It's like, hey, just put the ball in play. But when I noticed it, he was having, like, his gait was off. His walk was off.
Well, I guess when you think about it, of all the players in the team, what would you say? More than half of his plate appearances are home runs or walks anyway.
Yeah.
So usually he doesn't have to run much, right? That's not what he's got to do up there. Let's go to Tasty Cake Dom, who is up on WIP. Dom?
Hi, Joe. Hey, you. Kyle, how you guys doing?
Dom, what's up? How are you?
I'm good. Sounds like there's a lot of fun going on there.
There
it's
is.
Too
on.
Much fun.
They tried to get Hugh into the water, but he's not in yet.
Yeah, that ain't about to happen.
So I call for a couple reasons, Joe. First of all, that argument that you had with that last fella was two of the most outlandish guys.
Oh, you're talking about
so,
Yeah, you got it. I'm sorry.
You can't put Jalen Hurts top five all time.
Well,
that's way on the other top. However, what you and I listen to you guys all the time, what you and Kyle do, I think is just as outlandish. Because you brought up Brady four times, Joe, as the greatest quarterback of all time. You can't do that.
Why?
But you can't, because your reasoning, you can't. If you're going to take away the 59 wins, the two Super Bowl appearances, and the championship away from Jalen, that's the team that did that, then you can't go seven Super Bowls because the team did that. Can't have it both ways.
I understand. Tom, that makes perfect sense. But Tom Brady, after the first few Super Bowls, after the first three, I would say, right, the next four, he was the driving force. He threw 50 touchdowns in a season. He won an MVP. Like, he wasn't just game manager. Right, he wasn't just game manager guy. Like, early in his career, Dom, I really thought, and I think back now that I was wrong, I really thought he was more of a game manager than the reason. But then that shifted as his career went on. We haven't seen that shift yet with Jalen.
Let me ask you a question, Joe. Who would you rather have coach your defense, Vic Fangio or Bill Belichick? It's an easy answer.
You know the answer. Bill Belichick.
And Brady had Belichick.
Sure, yes. He was blessed with Bill Belichick.
I'm not taking away my position is Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all times. But he had help. All the great quarterbacks had help, including Jalen Hurts.
They all do. John, I guess I agree. We're on the same page here. But at some point, to be considered, in my mind, truly great, you have to have individual greatness on top of just the winning. And Tom Brady had three All-Pros. He won an All-Pro first team. He won three league MVPs. That's a big deal.
Yep. But I agree. Tom, I want to say Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all times. Next sentence. Jalen Hurts is the top five quarterback today. Right now, Jalen Hurts is top five quarterback today. It's the same sentence. And what you throw at me, I'm going to throw right back at you.
Did you think he played well last season? Do you think he played well last season, Dom? Because it's a tough one for me, like, to say top five right now when I don't even think you played well in the last season we saw.
I think Jalen Hurts played equal to Tom Brady played, which was a wild card team against the Rams. When they won the first Super Bowl against the Rams, I would put Jalen Hurts' season right up there against Tom Brady's.
That
right,
wasn't that great
Joe?
Of a season for Brady.
They won 11 games.
The first Super Bowl that they won against the Rams? I mean, Brady was about as average as you could be.
Hold on. I mean, Tom Brady did throw 40 touchdowns.
That's what I'm saying.
40 touchdowns.
No. The very first Super Bowl that Brady won against the Rams.
No. I think
in 01.
Maybe we're misunderstanding. Do you mean the one he won with the Bucs or the first Super Bowl he won overall?
No, I'm the one that Tom Brady won against the Rams.
Yeah, in 01.
You're talking about the one that we played
in 2001, yeah. Dom. Is that what you're talking about?
Right. Yes.
Okay.
I'll put that season, the greatest quarterback of all times.
That wasn't a great season for Tom Brady. What are you talking about?
They won by 3 points or something right there, right?
You're misunderstanding my point.
No, Dom, I get it now. I get it now. Yeah, I think, okay. Overall play.
Kyle's saying that wasn't a great season.
Yeah, I get it.
Kyle's saying that wasn't a great season.
He had 2,800 yards and 18 touchdowns and 12 picks.
He's the greatest quarterback of all times.
Dom, he won 7 Super Bowls over a span of 23 years with two different teams.
Dom.
All right,
Dom,
hold on.
I just
explained this the other day. When you prove that you're the driving force, which he did, because over multiple iterations of the Patriots over the course of 20 years, he was the common denominator. Do you understand that? That's the difference.
I do.
Like we have eyes, right? It's not always this black and white. Like, I mean,
but over this last 5 years, you see the turnovers in offensive coordinators, defensive coordinators, running backs.
Sure, it's been the same offense. It's been the same offense since they got here.
Person in this 5-year run,
it's him,
Jalen, and Sirianni,
and Lane. Him, Sirianni, yeah. And Lane. Those are the three consistents. But Dom, I now get the point, and I Dom, it's a great phone call. Dom, we love talking to you, and thank you for listening. The last thing I'll say on this, because. Well, actually, not the last thing. We're going to talk about this. We're all blue in the face.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Dom's statistical comparison, right? If you want to look at 0-1 Brady, 2025 Hurts, it works.
Yeah, I agree.
Couple things. One, that was Tom Brady's first year ever starting. This was Jalen Hurts' sixth year in the league. Like, Jalen should be ahead of that curve of a first-time starter, right? Tom started a couple years ago being drafted, but he sat, and then he came in when Drew Bledsoe got hurt because Mo Lewis knocked him out.
Yep. But I will say this just to add another layer to this conversation. To be fair, you're right about Jalen Hurts should be further along. I do kind of agree with that. But Jalen Hurts has not been in the same consistent offense for his whole career in the NFL.
Totally. The other thing I think
hold on. Yes, he has.
Well it's been a similar offense.
It's been a similar offense, but it's not been the same.
The other thing I think that we've become conditioned to just accepting – to me, like, Tom just kept getting better and better, right? Just like,
yeah, he became initially, Joe, it was he had a good defense.
Right.
But then it became
him.
You better not give Tom Brady the ball with 2 minutes left.
The other thing that, like, Jalen's best season, I think we'd all agree, was 2022.
Yes.
So I if everyone listening that's like, I've seen it, he can do that. I watched it too, he could do that. But the further we get from that year, it's a long time ago.
Right. And I understand how it comes off because I said this very explicitly. I think it depends who you are.
With the winning.
I do. Like, I think if you're MVP guy, if you are the engine of the team, you're the driving force behind all the wins, then it makes more sense to me.
Well, you know what it is, Kyle? Because we have been conditioned to for that to look a certain way.
Yeah.
And this is the thing that jumps out to me about Jalen. Is that Jalen's the anomaly in the sense that he's winning, but it's unconditional. I mean, it's unconventional, I should say.
Well, like, what was Dan's line? The facts don't match the opinions?
Yes, yeah. It's unconventional, and it's one of those things where what resonates with me when I think of Jalen and some of the things he's been able to accomplish is him saying, I don't care what it looks like as long as I win. And I think he wholeheartedly believes that.
I agree.
But for us, and not only for us, but for us and the Philadelphia Eagles, for you to make the kind of money that you're going to be making potentially, it has to look different.
Yeah, I think early career Brady is actually a pretty good comp for Jalen. There was a lot of winning, but he
became the GOAT because
correct.
He jumped up.
Yes.
And I know Dom was saying he thought the top five all-time thing was ridiculous. He was with me on that. But, like, when you look, whoever you want to put in the top 5 or 10 quarterbacks ever, they all have league MVPs. They all at one point are the best player in pro football.
Yeah.
Like, that's why that Chris Caller is just out of his mind. I mean, like, it's just like You have, if you want to be in that category, you have to at some point
live your truth, Chris.
Be the best player in the league or close to it. And Jalen's had none of those years. The closest, of course, 2022 when he finished second.
Live your truth, Chris.
Well, that's the problem. See, you do this.
Yes. Because we are.
You know what? I'm actually, this is my fault. Because I let you live your truth.
No, Joe.
And so you think everyone can live their truth.
We are in a space where every caller has a right to have their own opinion, even if it sounds ridiculous to us.
You're right about that. And some.
Because we have ridiculous takes too sometimes.
Well, not me. And some I have to bark back at. That's all. And some, if they, like, look, Dom came in, we disagree, we have fun, we move on, right? And then Chris, I got, you know.
That was a lot.
Well, because I, you know.
Live your truth, Chris.
I gave him rope, and then look what he did.
Live your truth,
look what
Chris.
He did. Top five of all time. You guys are out of your mind. All right, 215-592-9494. Did we say he was better than Unitas? I forget how we landed on that one.
We threw a lot of quarterbacks out, and I don't think we gave him an opportunity
to
kind of
retort. Did he ignore your Steve Young one? Steve Young could play.
Yeah, he ignored that
one. Yeah, wow. It's a shame. All right, coming up, along with your phone calls and all this, we'll get to you people. And we have to do a little check-in on the New York Mets, Hugh, who I think had the worst day of any team history, but at least this season in Major League Baseball. If it could go wrong, it went wrong for the Mets yesterday. We'll have fun at their expense. Your calls. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94.
Oh, yeah. Stall him out, Joe.
Stall him out.
Stall him out,
Debo.
I'm here.
P.
All right.